Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Bonds of Peace. Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 1. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace. When I consider the highs and lows that I have felt through the previous school years, December was more often a challenging time. I faced the lows, feeling overwhelmed, being behind in my lessons in the middle of a full holiday schedule, and facing student or parent issues coming to a head at the end of a semester. I always needed Christmas break, a well-timed respite. After that break, January has regularly been a high point. Maybe you have noticed a regular pattern similar to mine, or maybe it's different for you in January. And even if you haven't seen a pattern develop year to year, you certainly have experienced life's roller coaster ride of highs and lows. Good classroom experiences can be followed by center challenges. Thinking, I've got this, I can do this, is soon followed by, why would God allow me to go through this? God tells us in Ephesians to be humble, gentle, patient, loving, and live in unity. Wow! That command can bring us back to our low feelings. How can we live that way all the time? We lose our patience with a parent who was irritated this morning. We are still upset and holding a grudge with our coworker who didn't finish a project on time. We think we are better than a coworker who is facing a temptation. It is easy to use this verse to look ourselves in the mirror and become discouraged or want to give up. Paul's words to the Ephesians remind us of the important constant that does not change. God has called you. Wherever you find yourself on life's roller coaster, His love for you remains constant. You are living under His constant grace. He has called you, undeserving as you are because of sin, to believe that Jesus Christ has rescued you from the penalty for your sins. You have been called to be a member of God's family. When you know the calling you have received, you have a motivation and a power to make every effort to live up to the wonderful calling you have received. By faith, we eagerly make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace with all those around us. We pray. Jesus, forgive me for the times I have not been gentle, humble, and loving. Remind me it is not my faithfulness and ability that makes you love me. Your loving grace called me to faith. I pray that you strengthen my faith and so empower me to be completely humble, gentle, patient, and loving to those around me. Amen. A question to ponder. In a previous devotion, we talked about finding ways to pray for each child in our classrooms on a regular basis. How can we do the same for those with whom we serve and for the parents of the children in our room? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.